Today we come to the eighth lesson in this series on witnessing to individuals. Thus far we have taken a good deal of time on the place of the Bible in witnessing, and particularly relative to scripture memory. As you know, those of you who have been following this series, each week we have given you some homework by way of specific verses to memorize. I do trust that you have been working on these every day and reviewing them. Also, I'm sure that many of you have found it a great blessing to review these verses together around the breakfast table or the dinner table at home. And perhaps some of you have followed our suggestion of taking one of the verses that's printed on the cards and propping them up by the sink or putting them up on the mirror or some place that you can be reviewing them while doing other things. Then, too, we have been talking about the importance of daily fellowship with the Lord Jesus. By that we mean a time set aside for meditation in the Word and in prayer, a quiet time. Have you been doing this? I trust that you have been victorious in this throughout the last week and a couple of weeks. And I'm certain that if you have endeavored to do this, that you have discovered, as others have, that this is something that the devil attacks. He just doesn't want you to get time alone for the Bible and for prayer, knowing that if he can defeat you here, then he has rendered you useless when it comes to effective personal work. So that is very important. Then we discuss the power for witnessing, namely the person of the Holy Spirit, and the necessity for being filled with the Spirit, and how you could be filled with the Spirit. Now today, we go into the subject of individual witnessing itself. We'll be discussing here on Lesson 8, laying the groundwork for witnessing. Then, in our next lesson, we're going to go into the approach, how to get the opportunity and how to make the approach after you have secured the opportunity. Then following that, we will discuss telling the gospel story itself, how to tell it and what to tell. And then, finally, we want to give a few suggestions on how to care for the new Christian, the person that you have been privileged to point to the Lord Jesus and in whose life the Spirit of God has worked, and now they are a new babe in Christ. So beginning today now on laying the groundwork for witnessing. And the first thing we want to emphasize is that you must pray. Start praying. This is absolutely imperative. It is impossible to be a successful soul winner apart from prayer. Fervent prayer, much prayer. You should ask the Lord for wisdom about the person or persons for whom you should pray. Now God is preparing certain hearts, and furthermore, he will prepare their hearts as you pray. You remember the story of Philip and the eunuch, how Philip was having a very successful evangelistic campaign, and the Spirit of God came to Philip, saying, "Arise and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza." Philip arose and went. As he got down there, he saw a man who was returning, sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. Then the Spirit said unto Philip, "Go near and join thyself to this chariot." And you know the story, how this man was led to Christ by the personal witness of Philip. Here the Holy Spirit led Philip to a particular individual. And you will find that God will lead you as to those for whom you should pray. Now usually, the ones that God has placed within the sphere of your own personal influence are persons for your own prayer list. Your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, and your business associates. Start praying for them daily, regularly, and fervently. You say, "Well, what should I ask?" One thing that you could ask is this, that the hostility or the indifference that they may have toward the gospel of the Lord Jesus might be broken down. And as you pray this way, then later on you will find that when you approach them, that the way has already been prepared. It's like the electric eye that opens a door ahead of you. And so it is with prayer. It opens the door ahead of your witness. Then, secondly, you can pray for the preparation of the soil of their own heart. You see, it's the Holy Spirit who convicts of sin and who points to the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of God will do His work in answer to prayer as you pray specifically and definitely. And on that particular point, you should take down John 16:8. Well, in fact, John 16:8 through 10, where it tells of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Of sin, because they believe not on Me. Of righteousness, because I go to My Father, and ye see Me no more. Of judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. And then, we must pray, too, that the person may be liberated from the power of Satan, that the blindness may be removed from their spiritual eyes. For as we have mentioned frequently before, we are told in 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, that Satan hath blinded the minds of them which believe not. So pray for specific individuals and pray definitely. As someone has said, be definite with God and He will be definite with you. And then pray too for courage to speak for Christ. We called attention to a couple of verses in our last message that I want to refer to again today. In Acts chapter 4, verses 29 and 31. In the 29th verse, we read of the prayer of the apostles. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto Thy servants that with all boldness they may speak Thy word. Here was a prayer for boldness, an unembarrassed freedom of speech to speak the word of God. And in verse 31, two verses later, we read the answer to this prayer. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. If you would look down a couple of more verses, verse 33 in Acts the 4th chapter, there it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. And you will find as you pray regularly and daily and specifically that God will give you boldness to speak for Jesus Christ. So that is the first thing in laying the groundwork for witnessing. Start praying. As part of the homework, your assignment for next week, I would like to suggest that if you have not already done so, that you start a prayer list of the names of your unsaved friends for whom you are going to pray regularly. And then as the weeks and the months and years go by, you will see God answer your prayers. Then the second thing that I would like to mention today in laying the groundwork for witnessing is this, of getting the opportunity. Some people will say, well, I don't have an opportunity, or I don't have many. May I remind you that you need only one. Why should you have two or three opportunities if you have not yet taken advantage of the one that the Lord has given you? Furthermore, you must be on the alert for opportunities. You know, you see what you're interested in. If you are really desirous of taking opportunities to witness for Christ, you will see them. If you are not desirous of doing so, you will likely not see them. And what's more, people all around us today are hungry. Oh, they may have a lovely home, a nice new car in the driveway, be well-dressed, and yet I'm reminded of Proverbs 14:13, where it says that even in laughter the heart is sorrowful, and the end of that mirth is heaviness. They may be putting a smile on their face to simply hide a tear in their heart. In fact, I am convinced that if you and I could look down in the hearts, deep into the soul of people who live on our block, or the people who walk by any given intersection of any town in the country, and we could look and see what's down inside, beyond the smile that's on the face, I think that in most every case we would see a major heartache, difficulty, frustration, or fear. And you know, oftentimes those closest to us are those who have the greatest need. So be alert to opportunities that the Spirit of God will bring you. And people are hungry today. They are hungry for something that satisfies. Men of God who have been in the Lord's work for many years tell me that it is easier to talk to men and women about Christ today than it has ever been in their lifetime. There is a hunger. So be alert for opportunities. And then be friendly to all. As Proverbs says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly. We must follow the example of the Lord Jesus. It says, then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Luke 15:1. The common people, the publicans and sinners, came near to hear him. He was a friend of publicans and sinners. We should be friendly to all. We can be friendly without jeopardizing our testimony. We must avoid a holier-than-thou attitude and be like the Lord Jesus, who ate with sinners, though he was criticized for it. Yet, as he said, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. So a friendly attitude will open up many a door of opportunity. Then, of course, we must live the Christian life. And the Christian life lived in the power of the Holy Spirit is a joyful, attractive life. You know, Christians are to be the salt of the earth. A little girl in the Sunday school class was asked, what is salt? And she said, salt is to make people thirsty. Now, perhaps you and I cannot make people drink, so to speak, but we can make them thirsty. By the kind of a life that's filled with joy and victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then to get the opportunity, we must demonstrate sincere interest in people, to show love for them. It says of the Lord Jesus in Acts 10:38, that he went about doing good. As someone has said, the Lord Jesus went about doing good. It seems like we just go about. We must ask God to show us ways and means to do good for people, to show our love, to visit them, take over a batch of cookies or a cake, to be helpful at the time of difficulty or sorrow. Some little thoughtful courtesy with no strings attached that God would lay on our hearts to do, to demonstrate our sincere interest in our contact as a person. And remember, in fishing, you must go where the fish are and count no opportunity too small. So there we have for today, laying the groundwork for witnessing. First, start praying. Secondly, get the opportunity by being alert for them, being friendly, living the kind of a life that is an attractive Christian life, and demonstrating sincere interest by doing the little things, little thoughtful courtesies that show your love for them. And now for our homework for next time, would you commit to memory two more verses from the little booklet entitled Going On with Christ, namely Psalm 122:1 and Titus 3:8. Psalm 122:1 and Titus 3:8. And then, as we mentioned earlier, start your prayer list of friends for whom you are praying.